Hello, and welcome back to a very special episode of the Loud Mouse Podcast. We're going to read your iTunes reviews. How are you guys feeling?
Kind of sick, still. So that's great.
Yeah, just post-travel sickness, all that shit. It's the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's really the good stuff.
I'm also sick, but it's like an emotional kind of sick, because I'm not dead.
The one that you can't cure exactly. With NyQuil.
I'm sick.
I mean, I probably could.
Awesome, dude. I'm radical.
You could, but don't. That's bad.
Three kinds of sick in one call. Physical sickness, emotional sickness, and I'm rad as fuck sick.
Shut the Hell. Fuck up.
Yo, you mad that he's rad as fuck?
Yeah, he's just mad that I'm rad as fuck.
You sound like a boomer when you say you're rad. Like, I'm sorry.
Yo, I'm fucking...
That's the point.
I'm fucking sick.
I'm just regular sick. There we go. Now, I do want to get into the reviews, but first, I want to bitch at Brandon, right?
Why?
Because Brandon says that he's too much of a man. I couldn't take him in a fight.
I didn't say I was too much of a man. I said too much raw power. That's what I said. It's
too
much
raw
power. I have too much raw untamed power.
Are you guys going for round two then?
Yo, brother, get fucked. I have too much raw power.
Okay, all right. You know what has raw power? My truck.
Should we?
I don't even drive a truck.
You have a truck?
Should we review the footage from PAX?
Okay, like that footage from PAX is not official. All right, I need a
too much raw power. Raw power.
You know, raw power sounds more
Diesel?
Gay than threatening, so just so you know.
I'm okay with this.
I'm not. I'm just like, you know what? I want to fight someone so bad.
The first episode back after not recording one for like over a month, and like it's already homoerotic. It's really great. It's glad to be back, guys. It's good to be
the
back.
Podcast
come
is
come
always
here, come here, Diesel. Diesel, you want to taste my raw power?
I don't. Huh? That's exactly what I don't want.
Diesel, I have to ask you a question. What a character is your profile picture?
It's Scott Pilgrim, but he's all stressed out. So
is
you know.
Is he a ginger in the comics?
Dude, I don't remember. It's been a while.
I don't know.
I mean,
like,
he looks like a ginger.
It's like I saw the character like in the style of Scott Pilgrim, but then I saw it had orange hair, and I'm like, is that supposed to be Scott Pilgrim? Or?
Well, this is definitely Scott in the comics, but
okay,
yeah. There we go. We've addressed that. We've addressed the thing that nobody can fucking see.
We're already back to Pictionary. Oh, guys, it's like old times.
Every single mark in the entire book in the first, 3 minutes of the podcast?
Guys, we can stop recording now. We can stop the recording
now.
We
gotta stall
for the whole
next
episode.
Hour, you know? Because I don't know if all of these almost 500 iTunes reviews. Right,
There's only 135 written ones.
if these 135 written ones don't carry us to an hour, there's also Google Play reviews. There's YouTube.
There's also Fallout fucking 76.
Well, I mean, there's lots of stuff to talk about because both of you have been gone, and like
you know,
yeah,
fucking
I've just
Fallout
been watching
76.
Do we want to talk about our trips if like next time if we don't get to it this time?
I mean, I don't know, man. Whatever you want to do.
This is, like, the most unplanned episode of Loud Mouse in existence.
No, well, like, we did have a plan, but, like, we just didn't.
No, you're steering us off course.
True. We haven't jumped into
this is your fault.
I steered us off course when I said I wanted to fight you.
Oh, that's true.
Look, if I want to fight someone, it needs to be just. It needs to be
Brandon,
a just
we've all
fight.
Done. We've all done our steering the podcast off course time. Now it's your turn to steer it off course. What you got?
The iTunes reviews.
No, you're keeping it on track.
I can bitch about Fallout 76. I can do that.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
I told you so about Fallout 76.
I haven't even fucking launched that game, but I am so disappointed in Bethesda. Todd Howard, you have failed us.
Sweet little lies, Todd Howard.
Fucking asshole.
You know, Elder Scrolls 6 and Starfield are going to be running on the same engine as Fallout 76.
I know.
Give me a second. I gotta go mute and cry. You didn't hear it, but I cried off microphone.
Oh, great.
Well, the podcasts are gonna hear it.
Yeah.
I muted my microphone. They won't hear it. They won't hear it.
You can mute a snowball?
It's not a snowball.
Oh. Okay. Is it a Yeti?
No.
Oh.
It's an XLR.
I don't know what it is then.
It's an AT-2020.
Okay. You can mute an AT-2020?
I mean, you can. I'm pretty sure you can mute in Audacity.
You can't mute. There's no physical mute button on.
Did
it,
you
though.
Pause?
No, I didn't. I didn't you actually. Better not. I didn't actually stop like my microphone to record to cry, Brandon. It was just a funny little gag.
I just want
to
make sure. I just want to make sure.
I'm not Hoover.
Well, you want to bitch about Fallout 76 or what? Huh?
I have nothing to really complain about except it's just a buggy mess and like it's unfinished completely, and I hate when they release it.
Here's
the
issue, and I'm salty. To why every single Bethesda game has been a buggy piece of trash.
Their
right?
engine.
Their engine has been around since Morrowind. Any code that they add to Fallout or Skyrim or anything, right, is built on top of the code from Morrowind. So the more you add in, the more stuff it's going to conflict with. You know, so I don't really think that engine was built for multiplayer. They had to bake it in.
It was not. It was not. They had, because there was a documentary by NoClip, and they had to get an entirely new division to add on for the multiplayer specifically. And, like, it's still a fucking buggy mess. Like, the NoClip documentary that was made actually gave me a lot of hope because, like, I could tell there was a lot of passion being put into the project. But, like, clearly, there wasn't enough passion. Yeah.
I mean, it's
you
like,
know?
Bethesda games are usually buggy messes, but, like, they're better off for it because you're not always game-breaking and they're just funny to watch. But, like, this time...
There was literally a bug where if you... In the beta, where if you press play, it'd uninstall the whole fucking game.
Yeah, it's like not, Fallout 76 didn't have the fun bugs. It just fucking killed itself.
Well, it had some of the fun bugs. Like there's a lot of player dysmorphing where like their hands get really big and shit. But like, there's like also just I don't know. If Bethesda was EA, they'd be bankrupt. 100%, because no one would take the bugs in their game. The only reason that people take the bugs in the game is because they're Bethesda.
Yeah, that's like it. The games that Bethesda makes typically like they're worth it despite the bugs.
That being said, these bugs shouldn't exist anyway. Like, it's time to put that engine out the pasture, in my opinion, but it's, like, too expensive.
No, 100%. I don't know what. Well, it's like, they're putting all, like, they're putting their next Elder Scrolls, the game that they sold, like, resold in, like, 10 different versions, Elder Scrolls, you know, Skyrim, and it's like, they're making the next one. And they're using the same fucking engine. It's like they want
their
shit to fail.
Their new IP is on the same engine, is what I'm like saying. I know. Like that's crazy, and that's like it's not even a this gen thing. It's like a next gen game. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Speaking of like repackaging games, how many copies of Skyrim have you guys like? Do you guys own?
I only own two. Xbox 360 that I got when I was younger, and then PC.
I have
I bought VR, and then I refunded it.
Yeah, that's a waste right there.
Okay, I have Xbox and PC, and also I have the PSVR one.
Yeah, I have the Xbox and PC version. I almost bought it for PS4, and then I almost bought the special edition. But it's like, who's gonna drop $60 on the PC version of Skyrim with baked in like HDR and shaders? Like when I could just do that with mods anyway.
Do it better with mods, mind you.
Yeah, because usually they'll work. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Bethesda's just like, okay, guys, just make the game work, please. Work, my unpaid employee.
Like, just work. Could you just fix the bugs for us? Thanks, lads.
Yeah.
The shit that happens in the game, because it's so buggy, is, like, over the top. Like, one of the world events with the, like, it's like a boss, right? It's like some giant dragon-like boss. Literally, they just took the skeleton and rigged the same animations from the dragons onto the model of that boss. So it is the same animations and same rigging from Skyrim that they just...
In Fallout 76?
Yes.
Oh.
That's not surprising.
They played them like right next to each other. I saw this video. It was called like, This is What Fallout 76 is Really Like or something. It wasn't by Krobcat, but... Basically, this guy played them next to each other. They were the exact same thing. And I was like, wow, that's cutting corners.
I feel like they got rushed by the fucking publishers.
ZeniMax? I mean, probably. I mean, they should probably have focused on, like, maybe building their card game or something. I'm serious, though. I think that would have been a better venture.
I know, it's just like, you say card game, like, it just, it always makes you think of the fucking Valve card game announcement.
Everybody got mad at Artifact. But yeah, that's like, what I mean. Like, it's a great time to do that.
The reaction was audibly fucking disappointment. Like, it wasn't like a little bit of...
I've heard it's like a pile of shit, too.
Can we talk about Diablo 4? Or not Diablo 4. It might as well be with
Diablo
all the changes.
Mobile?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I have literally no idea what that is. Please enlighten
me. Do you not have a phone?
No, that was like, bad.
I've never played Diablo in my life.
Diablo's either.
I haven't either, but like,
I've heard about like that they're making a mobile one that people were mad about it, but it's like
the entire crowd wanted a PC version, right? Because obviously, if you play games, you know that fucking mobile versions often suck complete ass. Mm. Like, you do not play mobile anything unless it's a card game, like Hearthstone, and basically, they announced that like, hey, we're gonna have it on mobile, and everyone's like, oh man, and like the fucking presenters are all like.
Don't you guys have a
Do you
phone?
Not have mobile
no,
phones?
Here's
what's
why people
wrong
are mad
with you?
About the Diablo thing, right? Because this new version of Diablo is exclusive to phone and includes tons of updates and fixes and, like, tweaks to the game that players have been asking for. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to put this on PC right now. Right now we're focusing on mobile. So they didn't say it was out of the question. They just said, for the reasonable future, if you want the better version of Diablo, you got to play it on your phone.
So counterintuitive.
Yeah.
They just see, like, the market for mobile, and they're all like, yeah, we need to make a mobile game.
Ooh, shiny.
I mean, I play Hearthstone while I'm sitting on the toilet. I don't think I want to play Diablo while I'm sitting on the toilet. That's like,
that's a really long shit session.
That's too much dedicated. That's too much dedication. Like, my fucking, my shit might as well be a main storyline quest in my life now.
I mean, yes.
Typically, those last longer than 15 minutes, though.
I wouldn't want a poop to take longer than 5 minutes out of my day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why are you taking 15-minute shits? What the fuck?
Constipation.
No, not like genuine 15-minute shits, but you get preoccupied. It's not 15...
Yeah, like you sending dogs in our chat.
It's not 15 minutes of shitting. It's just like, you shit, you're done, and then you stay there for 10 extra minutes.
Yeah, I do that. I'll be honest. I finish shitting and then I'm just
like...
Everyone
does it. Like, everyone does it.
I'm just like, God, I don't want to fucking get up. And I just sit on the toilet.
You just get caught up in whatever YouTube video you're watching. It happens.
I find it weird to watch, like, videos on the toilet because then I feel like someone's there with me. While
you're staring into the eyes of someone while you're shitting.
Like,
you're
I'm
shitting
sharing
it.
A moment with someone.
Oh, did you guys hear about the Steam Link?
You know,
no. Oh, yeah, it got 95% off.
It's getting canceled.
It's been canceled. They stopped production.
Is that why it got 95% off?
Yeah, so like so you can get a Steam Link like right now for a limited time for $250 and then plus shipping, so it's like $10.
Epic.
If you wanted you could get a Steam Link and a controller for $50.
Who cares about the controllers?
I've heard the controllers are actually pretty good, but I've never met anyone who owns one.
I've seen one in person in my lifetime, and I didn't get to use it, so I have no idea if it's good or not.
I was thinking of getting one because some games don't support controller support, and with that controller, you can play games that don't support that. Because instead of having like regular thumbsticks, it's kind of like a trackpad.
Yeah. You know.
So it's sitting in my cart right now. I haven't bought it, but I've been thinking
about
it.
What was the point of making it a trackpad again? Was it to like give it like more precision or whatever?
No,
it was more precision, I think.
More precision and more compatibility with more games. So that was the point. But nobody bought it. And I don't blame them.
Because it looks weird, yeah. It looks like it'd suck.
Yeah, people said you were rubbing the nipples of Gabe Newell.
It's so true.
Yeah, when it first
It looks
came
like
out.
A speaker.
Yeah, it does. Like, you know that
yeah,
episode
but I bought the
of
Steam
South
Link,
Park where
I'm
like rubbing their nipples?
Yeah, because the fucking Comcast fucks them. Yeah.
It's like, nowadays, it even has, like, one joystick.
Yeah, I mean, I bought the Steam Link because I'm like, I want an ancient piece of technology that's not going to exist in a year.
Did you actually buy it?
Yeah.
That's like saying, I'm going to go buy an Ouya. Like...
Well, it's too. I paid $10 for it. Like, what if it? Like, what if it's useful at one point in my life?
I think it's gonna work pretty well, actually. Like, at least for my kind of setup, because I have my TV right next to my computer. Like, I mean,
as long as your Wi-Fi is fast enough.
Yeah, I have a 5G like Wi-Fi connection. I won't have a problem. So I'll be able to play my Dooms on my TV.
The thing is, though, it's like if you have a laptop, like you can just take like your laptop with Steam on it to like any fucking where in the house and just hook it up there. And like,
yeah, but that's not a TV.
No, but you can Steam Link. You can like Steam Link stream it to your laptop from your desktop.
But it's not a TV.
Yeah,
but
the point. The point is for couch like gaming. You know,
just get a controller, lol.
Okay, I mean you've got a point, and it's probably significantly cheaper.
Like, but if you already have those other things, it's like,
it's
don't spend
cheaper if you have a laptop. Yeah.
But I mean, like, most, I'd imagine, like, you probably have a laptop before you have a Steam Link.
Yeah, yeah, I'd imagine anybody buying one.
No, because, like, you're forgetting, like, lots of people who, like, fucking play PC and, like, Steam and things like that. A lot of them only have desktop computers. Because, like, they're just PC gamers. So they only play on desktop because they're, like, laptops are more expensive. So, like, they get, like, a $500 desktop to play everything on. So it's, like, I think a Steam Link is actually useful. But and then again, you're probably right, because that's the reason they're, you know, going out of fucking
business. Yeah, it's discontinuing, just because, like, they didn't hit that niche they thought they would.
To be clear, they're not going out of business. That was the wrong thing to say. But, you know, they're discontinuing the fucking Steam Link. Yeah.
So. I mean, I'd say buy one now while you got a chance.
Yeah, buy it while it's $250.
I think it's such a weird piece of technology that I can't like not buy it before seeing it go.
I'm like, oh god, I'm really conflicted. Do I buy it?
It's $250, you cheap ass.
God,
shipping though.
Yeah, but do I get the Steam controller? Is the question.
It's $10.
I'm not getting a Steam controller. I don't give a shit about the Steam controller.
Yeah, I think it's so weird. I think you should. You know, that's just my opinion on it.
They're not discontinuing the Steam controller.
Oh, well, I'll get it whenever I have more money.
Yeah, they're discontinuing the Steam, like, not the controller. But then the question is, do you just want to buy a Steam controller now so you pay the same price in shipping?
True.
What the fuck? The Steam controller's $80 on Amazon?
Just buy a regular Xbox controller. Just buy a plugged-in Xbox controller. Just do that.
I have a PS4 controller.
See, sometimes PS4 doesn't play well with Steam. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Most games don't support it.
I mean, it works really well. It works really well with Monster Hunter.
Yeah, but that's because that's like it was already supporting it.
Yeah, that's on the game's end.
It's like most games that I would play a PS4 controller with on like that like would support a PS4 controller on PC. I wouldn't use over a PS4 controller over keyboard and mouse. Like, I binged Doom in, like, 2 days for finally, like, remember when you guys told me to fucking buy it when it was on sale, just in case I ever, like, decided to play it?
Mm.
Doom, yeah.
Yeah, I finally did, and I realized why you guys said to play it.
No, Doom's really good, yeah.
It was really fucking good. Great.
Yeah. That's one of the
Now
few
I really
games.
Want Doom Eternal to come out.
Doom Eternal is going to be
when
fucking
does that come
badass.
Out? When does that come out?
Next year, I think.
Next year.
Ah, damn it.
So far away!
Hold on, so... We haven't even talked about Red Dead either, guys. Come on, what the fuck is going on
I don't have Red Dead.
Okay.
You're what?
No, you're not
buy
missing
it
out. You're not missing
right
out.
Right now.
Nah, I'm waiting for Christmas.
Dude, go stand outside near a horse, right? And then just, like, look at its testicles. That's the entire game. There you go.
Shut up.
I mean, I'm not lying, though. There is a lot of fucking just riding
places. I know what the meme is, okay?
I mean, yeah, the meme is the meme, but, like... I have a lot of complaints with Red Dead. I don't know how Brandon feels, so I'll let Brandon
I don't have that
first.
Many complaints. Okay, so, like, my main complaints are, like, the controls. See, like, a lot of the problem is the fact that it's on a controller and not a mouse and keyboard. That's my complaint. Because, like, a lot of controls are kind of clunky. Sometimes I'll try to pick something up, but it cycles through something else. Like, it's hard to focus on one thing. So, like, let's say someone's hat's on the ground, you want to loot their body. Sometimes it'll pick up their fucking hat instead of looting their body. Or, like, pick up their body instead of picking up the hat. So it's, like, that's annoying. The small things like that. You can't really aim on a console without using Deadeye. Which is, like, you know, the focus thing from GTA, basically. That's annoying. I think on PC you'd have a lot better time. But, like, other than that... Oh, no fast travel, really, at all. That's annoying.
Mm.
You have to run around everywhere, unless you're at camp or something like that, and you can fast travel... or, like, use a stagecoach, which is, like... The map's not too big, but, like, if you're running far away, it takes, like, a good 3 to 4 minutes to get there. Which can be annoying.
The map is fucking
if you're
massive,
constantly.
Brandon. The map is massive.
I mean, like, compared to GTA...
It is
where, like,
significantly
the cars are really
bigger than
fucking
GTA
fast,
5.
It
hands
is?
Down, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. Or it might be because of the mode of transport. Because horses that's what are I'm slow thinking. As yeah. fuck.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, the horses are slower, so it's like, the cars are way faster in GTA. So what I'm thinking is the map's bigger in GTA, and it's like, it's just smaller in Red Dead, but it makes it feel better, bigger because the horses are slow. So, but like, it still takes a while to get across the map. If you're running, fuck it, takes forever. You know? Mm-hmm. So, it's fun, though. It's really fucking fun. The story is really fucking good. It's also really long. If you buy that game, you will get your fucking $60 worth, guaranteed.
Yeah, I'll say it's definitely worth full price. I agree with everything you said, where, like, I was talking to Quackity about this, and I said that Arthur controls, like, a fucking tank in molasses. Like, he doesn't move when you say move. Like, he has yeah, momentum it's like GTA. To him. And people,
like GTA.
People have been arguing, oh, that's part of the realism, or it's, like, adding to, like, because Arthur, like, Arthur's, like, weathered, and I'm like, okay, just because Arthur's weathered doesn't mean that my no, time playing dude, the game has to suffer because he didn't eat, like, three things of beans earlier.
That's a fucking bad game mechanic. I, like, weathered my ass, dude. You can fucking Deadeye and shoot 10 people at once. Like, that's a really stupid excuse. So,
I also yeah. said that this game is the digital equivalent of Oscar bait, right? Because it's award season. We have the DICE Awards coming up for, like, the game industry. The Game Awards are coming up. I think the DICE yeah. Awards might have happened. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But, you know, like, Red Dead comes out. It's this amazing game. It's getting 10
Fortnite Game
the
of the
board.
Year.
Fortnite's get, not getting Game
Fortnite's
of the Year.
Fortnite's not even up for Game of the Year.
Yeah, it is.
There was some obscure, like, not obscure, but there's, like, one of those Game Awards, like, Fortnite won. I think it was, like, popular vote meme.
Yeah, it might win best multiplayer, honestly.
I could respect that.
But I don't necessarily think that Red Dead should get Game of the Year just because it's like, oh, the amazing story, it's so pretty, blah, blah,
what
blah.
What do you think should get Game of the Year?
Well, I want to see what the nominees are, first of all, before I go making a choice. I'm not gonna be
Spider-Man,
like,
God of War, Red Dead, and like two others.
Okay, well, first of all, Game of the Year should not be Assassin's Creed Odyssey. That should not even be a fucking nomination. Like, holy fuck. I mean, historically, that game's not doing that bad, but still.
According to Google, it's Celeste, God of War, Red Dead, Monster Hunter World, Assassin's Creed, and Spider-Man.
That's pretty tough. That's a really tough year,
yeah.
Honestly.
Personally,
it's a really good
play,
year for games.
Personally, I think it's Red Dead, because, like, Spider-Man was really good, but I think Red Dead's better than Spider-Man. And God of War was also really good, but I also think Red Dead's better than God of War.
out of the ones that I've played, Monster Hunter, definitely.
Really?
Monster Hunter's, like, up there. We still need to fucking finish that game. I have, like, only halfway through, because it's, like, yeah.
I think God of War should have won Game of the Year, honestly.
What should get Game of the Year?
God of War.
God of War's up there, definitely. It's like tied. Honestly,
Celeste is a really good indie game, though. As far as indie games are concerned, like, if you haven't played it, go play it. Same thing with Deltarune. Go play that too. But
I need to play Undertale first.
Yes and no. Like, you could go watch a video on, like, the story. It's not the same impact. You won't get the same kind of impact.
I feel like that I probably should play Undertale first.
Play Undertale. It's an amazing game. Honestly, that's a feat. That's a work of art. Honestly, Undertale.
Huh? Yeah, Sans, I think.
Fucking kill me. That's such a goddamn shame. I tell you what. Like, come on.
The meme.
No, the fact that, like, Undertale's meme the fuck, and it's just because of its audience. And MatPat.
It's funny.
It's like it's just like two notes. Two notes that set the internet on fire. Just like did it. Did it.
Amazing.
Megalovania is a great song, though. As far as
it
like,
is a
game,
good, it's a good song, but concerned. It's like it's just so like whenever I hear it, I just laugh now.
Like
Sans and Smash Bros.
Honestly, like, I'd be totally okay with that.
Yo, fucking Smash comes out December 7th.
Oh,
we get in a big
yeah,
group. We get in a big Smash group because it has
okay.
8-player Smash.
We fucking boys.
Jesus.
We get like 7 people in. Just fucking brawl it out. Be amazing.
God, these Game of the Year and, like, Game Awards, it's just It's really strange. Best ongoing
this year
game.
Was like a really good this year was like a really good year for games.
It was.
Yeah, no.
Last year was really shit.
What came last out last year
was really shit. Nothing.
Like, I feel like Call of Duty made a decent comeback this year.
You know what came out last year? Fortnite.
But like
Fortnite is on like, so many like sections for this.
Oh, but PUBG like, came out last year.
But Call of Duty Black Ops 4, like, I feel like it did Call of Duty some justice this year. Apparently Battlefield 5 is really good despite everybody not caring.
I've seen Battlefield 5 gameplay. It looks like it looks just like Battlefield 1, which is why I will not be purchasing it.
But as far as like popularity wise, like we fucking gaming like totally fucking blew up this year.
Yeah,
again,
there was some
welcome
great.
Back to 2012, everybody. When GTA came out when I was in middle school. Welcome back.
It's ninja time.
No.
Ninja's on the list for
yeah, all the top Fortnite esports streamers are like fucking just Fortnite. There's like one guy who's not Fortnite.
Fortnite. What's the point of building you go night?
Content creator of the year.
It's all of them are Fortnite it's content me. Creators.
Pokimane's on there. Does she stream Fortnite?
Yeah, she's Fortnite.
Different
who's Fortnite. Not the Fortnite guy? Because I don't know who anybody
Link
is
Link
it?
Because I know who everyone is except for the Fortnite, not the Fortnite guy.
So, okay, I don't know who see. Any of these fucking people are.
The
I'm
one
not
who
12.
Isn't Fortnite, the one who isn't Fortnite is Willy Rex.
Who's he?
Every other one's
who,
Fortnite.
Who
I don't
are
know who
you
he
people?
Is. I don't know who Willy Rex is. Myth
wait,
is TSM
you, wait,
Myth.
How do you not know, like, the only person I wouldn't know on this is Willy Rex. How do you not know who the others are, Diesel?
I don't know who Dr. Lupo is. I know
Dr. Myth, Lupo is the guy who streams Ninja
I know Myth is like, oh, he's that other guy that streams Fortnite. That's what I know him
yeah.
as. And I'm like, Ninja is like, blue-haired man plays Fortnite. That's it.
Blue-haired man plays Fortnite, lol.
And I know Pokimane is like, Ninja but girl. You know, like, when you pick a character in Pokemon? That's she's a girl.
That's kind of fucked up that you say that. Dude. It's kind of fucked
up,
man.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't give a shit about
that's
fucking
not really
Fortnite.
Fucked
that's
up.
Kind of fucked up, dude. That's kind of fucked up.
Why are you putting women in men's shadows?
No. Saying it's kind of fucked up is just the thing we did at PAX a bunch.
Well, that's kind of fucked
like,
up.
Like, we said it at... Sorry, I'm, like, used to, like, the in-jokes.
You know what you're doing?
It.
You're doing an inside joke outside of the inside.
That we
I'm sorry! It's habit now! It's fucking habit
doing
now!
You're an inside joke that we're not fucking inside of.
I'm sorry! It's force of habit to just say,
fucking
that's fucked
asshole.
Up, even if it's not fucked up. It's like, hey, does anybody want McDonald's? Oh, that's fucked up, dude.
What a shitty inside joke.
God,
it's great.
Far Cry 5 came out this year, too. Jesus.
Okay, Red Dead Redemption 2 feels like fucking what Far Cry 5 should have been. Like, honestly. And that sounds really weird because they're two completely different games, but, like, I was playing fucking Red Dead and I was like, you know what? This feels like what Far Cry 5 should have been. Even though it takes place in two different eras, but still, I don't know. Far Cry 5 was shit. It wasn't shit, but, like, it was Far Cry 5. It was Far Cry.
That's pretty much it.
I played it for 4 hours and regretted my purchase.
Now we're about a half hour in. I think about now is the right time to get into all these iTunes reviews.
Yeah,
all
then
right.
we're just gonna bitch about something else afterwards because we're gonna run out.
Yeah.
All right, we got side. Everybody's done their sidetrack section. It's time. Most critical reviews.
That was a really long sidetrack.
We're just trying to pad out time. Come on,
attention gamers. By Der Panter. He gave us 4 stars and said, I have been taking notes and I've learned. I have started a podcast on YouTube called Dad's Attic. What is this review?
So now there's 2 podcasts on YouTube?
Whoa. They're not on YouTube. We took them out
well,
back.
Let,
we took
I'm
care
look,
of them.
I'm looking up, I'm
we,
looking up
we put
Dad's
them down.
Attic. Oh, I looked up Dad's Attic. There's literally nothing came up. 0 results. Don't check.
We
don't
put
check
down
yourself.
Dad's Attic.
Don't
look.
Check yourself. Don't check yourself.
Don't look. It's gruesome. It's gruesome.
We took. Yeah, we made sure they're in the attic. Yep, took care of him.
Easy. Okay, so now we got one from Zero Luna Wolf. Great to watch virgins. Warning, very virgin. Thank you, Zero Luna Wolf.
Was this review helpful? Yes.
Absolutely. Gonna put yes.
I'd like to report a concern.
Report a concern? I am not a virgin, okay? This is very hurtful to my self-esteem.
Not Loud Enough by Mighty Top Hat. Be louder.
No.
I'm gonna put, was this review helpful? No.
No, fuck you. Thanks for your feedback. No problem, iTunes review system.
Thanks, iTunes.
Are we all voting on the same account? Because I'm voting on the Loudmouse
account. I'm voting on my own account.
Dude, I'm not even okay. Signed in.
Okay, Diesel, you read the next all one.
All right. Oh, but this one's so long. Okay, I shouldn't be asked like that.
Oh, it's an actual review. Fuck!
Yeah, okay. So we did it, guys. We reached a quarter of a million.
It's like the title is literally just "So Guys, We Did It."
So
by
guys,
Sonic
we did
Bryce 311, my guy. Yes.
To be completely honest, these guys make me L laugh, make me feel L non depresso. Thanks, guys. Give me hope in dark times of humanity. Also, they somewhat help me keep myself sane during Hurricane Florence. We do hope you are doing okay. Spider-Man PS4 also helped in that situation as well. All right.
I respect.
So thank you, three. And don't forget to play A Way Out.
Diesel? Get you don't need to play A Way Out?
You guys got fucking dunked on.
Diesel, if we don't play that in the next couple of months, I'm going to start a new one with Henry.
Fine. I'll, like, set aside some time. Okay.
It's been almost a year, Diesel.
I know.
There's only 4 hours left in that fucking campaign.
I know. Dude, I don't even fucking remember what we're doing in that game, but...
I remember exactly what we're doing. We were... Okay, potential spoiler alert. So, I don't remember the characters' names, but I remember were in a fucking, like a shitty...
I gotta take my earbuds out.
We went to go see Big Nose's family, right?
Yeah, and then we're, like, in a shitty town with some kids, and we're playing basketball with one of them or something.
Okay, yeah. I know
where we're at. Yeah. Okay, you can... He can put all him right. back in.
Yeah, type in the chat. Save this.
There we go.
Put him back
in. Hey, guys. What happened while I was gone?
Okay, next review. Kami. Christ follower 38. This is amazing. Make more, please. You got it, Buster.
You got it, Buster.
The next one. Gay? By Alberto Macaque. They made fun of my boy Xfinity. Who is Xfinity?
Your boy Xfinity. The internet. Your the boy Xfinity. Xfinity fucking sucks dick.
Xfinity is an internet provider?
Yeah. Verizon.
Comcast.
No, it's Verizon.
Oh. No, they're Comcast.
I don't fucking know. They all sound the same and they have red.
I have Xfinity. I should know. Okay, Diesel, you're up next.
This next one.
All right, so this review is titled ... by the Minecraft 10. Great name. Why the puck my pee-pee hard? All right, guy. All right.
It's pronounced fuck. It's P-H, Diesel.
Puck.
Come on.
It's pronounced... I can't.
It's pronounced fuck. What do you think PH is, Boomer?
Boomer. Okay. Out of This World by Jade Cat 101. Exclamation point. Mark. What is the worst part of being a YouTube? Not even
being
a YouTuber.
I think the worst part of being a YouTube is whenever I go down and then everybody gets mad at me for going down.
I was going to make the exact same fucking joke.
guess you're too slow. Get with the times, Boomer.
Okay, listen here, young man.
Yeah, shut up, okay. Boomer.
Shut up.
Okay,
Witch Left by Creative Gurr. Witch Left. That's it.
Fuck Witch Left. God.
It's funny.
Hey, Quite. Do you remember when we used to have Faxan?
Boomer.
Fuck you. Fucking
do you remember when we used to have me so horny and lonely? Potato. I remember
that. That joke was also fucking bad.
Wait. I found one I really like. FPS oil. Pushed it 420. I don't know why, but fish oil makes me
This is yours, Diesel. You get FPS oil.
I get FPS oil. Yeah. This one's titled FPS oil by Bush Did 420. Which left cool kids club? These are great
with
reviews.
All C's, of course.
Okay, we have another one. It's titled Gay by Witch Left. Brandon, did you eat my donut again? Most likely.
God.
We have one by Communism at 2:12 a.m. by Tana Mongoose. The best part of my day is when Diesel tries to say something funny, and halfway through the sentence, he starts laughing and just finishes the sentence by wheezing it out.
Do I say anything funny? I don't think I do. I think I only spit facts and logic.
No. When you try to say something funny, you start laughing at your own joke, and then you don't really finish the sentence.
Sorry, guys. Some of us are just absolute comedic geniuses. We can't help but bask in our glory.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Boomer.
Okay, Diesel, you're next.
All right. First of all, quiet. You say Boomer more. So many fucking times. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny still.
Boomer.
Okay, so this is... Okay, this is interesting. What if you were her and found her dead on the ground? ?5 stars.
What if you knew her, not if we were her?
Oh. This is by Sneck Whore. Jesus. Our audience is great. Hello.
Come on, old man.
I like your podcast very much, but I won't listen any longer unless you have Joy's World Tour on. Also, your Discord is lit.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't agree with that.
Here's the one. The best cast. I love how your different personalities mix together so well in the commentaries. 10 out of 10. Terrible jokes.
Yeah, it's Diesel. God,
Dino Chicken Nuggies. Remember that?
Ah, damn. Those really old days.
Yeah.
Virgin and GIF. Which left?
Jeff.
GIF. Let's okay, all I'll agree to disagree one. And say Jife.
I'm down, Jife. Yo, you want to post a Jife on the Twitter, please?
I'll post a Jife on the Twitter.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
So this one's titled Quite by Lou the Swordsman. Quite is quite funny, while Diesel is the token flick. If this was hell, Brennan would be glutton. Or gluten. Is it glutton
a
or glutton?
Would be a, he would glutton, be a glutton. Okay. Like someone
a
who
glutton.
Indulges in the gluttony.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that review.
You know, I do agree that I am the token black friend in the group. I'll agree with that.
Shut up, Boomer.
You know what?
I'm not even going to say
I can't wait to have my mentions just filled with a bunch of teenagers all saying Boomer, thinking it's a funny
Boomer,
joke.
Boomer,
it's like,
Boomer.
You've acknowledged it now, Diesel. You've sealed your own fate.
Yeah, I mean, now it's like, I've sealed my own fate. This is it. But like, what the fuck else is new? Me addressing that the jokes exist is enough to justify them making the jokes.
Boomer. You
know? See, the Boomer's finally catching on.
People are like, Diesel has a man bun. I thought Diesel was bald. It's like, it's not a man bun, and I was never bald. I just wore a hat because I'm lazy.
Wait, how does that hair thing work? I thought that was like a man bun meme.
It's a top knot. It's just like a little.
It's just a small man bun. That's all it
is. God. You guys are all dumb millennials. The youth is ruining America.
Boomer. Okay, who's next? Quite, you're next.
A review entitled It's Like ASMR for Autistic People by Falling. 10 out of 10 would listen again.
Well, that's pretty accurate as far as descriptions go.
I mean, they said it, not me, I guess. Like, they're good
real,
at it.
Real quiet ASMR. Okay, so then we have this one. So we have characters I can't understand, which are most likely emojis, and will pop
rectangles
up on the phone. And we have Rain's Teal, and then he says Skinny Kings. Thank you.
I mean, 2 out of 3 of us aren't overweight.
I like this one. Titled 5-star review. I like how he addresses us by Johnny Failed the Test. Hello, quite and others.
Of course.
Great podcast. It's nice
fuck
just to
you,
listen.
Johnny Failed the Test, you fucking boomer.
It's nice to just listen to people talk about random topics or stories in contrast to the real-world issues and sometimes politics on the H3 podcast, which Malde clarifies not on YouTube. But since you're the only podcast on YouTube, it makes you guys utterly superior overall. Brandon's pretty cool, too, I guess. Oh, yeah, Diesel is great and you gay, lol.
Okay, well, I don't know if they were insulting me or complimenting me, first of all. We do talk about
care.
Politics
Johnny
and real-world things
test
on this
is a boomer.
Fucking podcast.
Sometimes we do. Like, we'll talk about our
yeah,
boy
he said,
Kim
he
Jong-un.
He said, like, we talk about random contracts and also in random random
yes,
topics
yes.
In contrast with that as well.
My favorite of our real-world topics was the time we talked about transgendered individual porn. Because, you know, that was my favorite. I love the responses we got from that one.
Just
I'm going to read the next 5-star review.
Move on, dude.
I refuse.
Move on.
The only podcast on YouTube, Art Joy Bailey. This is true, but it is also the best podcast on iTunes.
Can't yep, that's what I'm talking
these
about.
Three amazing
that's what I'm
guys.
Talking about.
Welcome to this episode where we indulge in our ego.
This helps my self-esteem issues.
Okay, who's next?
Oh, I'll do it.
Three loud assets talking about current topics. DD Tux. Couldn't ask for anything better. 5 out of 5 would review again. Love you guys. Love you too, DD Tux.
Okay, okay, I'm skipping the next one because it's shit.
It's amazing. It's amazing. What are you talking about?
It just says, okay, this is epic. Where's the comedy? Explain where the comedy is.
What do you mean? Right, people tart. Said boner. Jesus, I meant boomer.
Yeah, if you were about to call me a fucking boomer, you were definitely a boomer.
Do you think boomers say, okay, this is epic?
Sometimes. Anyways, your listening thing is mildly adequate by Tater Tot with Ketchup. How do you get through Blighttown and Dark Souls 1 also ending you play Magic the Gathering?
None of us play Magic, I know that.
Can anybody help this guy get through Blighttown and Dark Souls 1?
I only played Dark Souls 3, you're on your own, kid.
Okay, yeah, I'll read this one.
I'm editing this, so I'll cut out the other part, but I'm not cutting that out.
Okay, yeet my meat by Krieger 14-1. While Spartans is my favorite, I might have a problem. I agree, you do have a problem. Obviously, everyone...
Fuck likes him.
Excuse me, I like me.
It's a weird choice.
You know, this guy yeets his meat, okay? And he's and I'm
like
his favorite.
I'm gonna have to call you out on this one, Chief.
Okay, next person.
Oof, 5 stars, nice big oof. Would off again?
I think they meant oof.
Yeah. They probably meant oof, yeah.
Probably meant oof again. Yeah.
Someone's very outdated review asked when Hoover is coming on the podcast.
Hoover's been on the podcast. He was episode 50 because for some reason, episode 50, the original one, disappeared.
Yeah, we have no idea what happened to that. Something, it was a big mess. Big time mess.
We know what happened, but we'd rather not talk about it. It's very traumatizing.
Okay, let's skip the next one.
I'm dead right now. I'm talking from beyond the mortal plane.
This is a flashback episode, you know?
Yep. All of the podcasts from this point.
We're here to talk about what happens after death.
Yes.
I can't reveal that information because as of this point in time, I am not yet dead. This is merely a flashback sequence, Brandon. If you were paying attention, you would have known that.
Oh. Skip the next one.
I've read 2 in a row. Somebody else read it.
Diesel.
I'm not fucking reading that one.
No, I said skip that one.
Okay. You know, if somebody was, like, really upset, they could be like, I wonder if they skipped me. And find out which ones we deliberately skipped over. Some of y'all need fucking help. Go watch other YouTubers. But don't watch any other podcasts because they're the only one on YouTube. It's really hard keeping up this gag.
It's not a gag. It's the truth.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot.
Okay,
amazing.
Go.
5 out of 5 stars by If This Is Taken Frick Me. Brandon, have you finished Dark Souls 3 yet? You should if you haven't. Great podcast,
it's too
by
hard.
The way. I've heard every episode at least once, maybe twice. What does FPS stand for? None of your fucking business.
You're never going to know, but I know. It's funny.
It's funny. It's good. It's a good story, man.
It's barely a story, but I'm not going to say
it's great, though. There's so much mystery built up around it that when you actually reveal it, everybody's going to be so disappointed. And
he's never
going to
reveal it.
Someone asked if
it
was feet per second today. And then I had the male feet
per second
account
Diesel.
Was like, hey, can I see your feet? And I was like, fuck off.
Get fucked.
Okay, somebody said, you lied to us. Hey, demons, it's your boy. Y'all funny as fuck. Thank you. But you ain't the only... No! No.
No.
Skipping.
No.
We're skipping this one.
No.
Everyone know.
Ew,
no.
Wisecrack has a podcast? No. What are they going to talk about? How Nietzsche was right
Rick
for
and Morty.
2 hours?
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty? I hope not.
I'm not kidding.
It's a Rick and Morty podcast? Or
they had a Rick and Morty podcast going for a while.
Man, well, we're never going to be guests on a Wisecrack podcast, so...
It's not even on YouTube, it's on iTunes only.
Yeah, but we'd never be a guest, because we just roasted them, you know?
No, maybe.
I don't
know. Get us on the Rick and Morty podcast on iTunes.
That would be hilarious. I would not say no to that.
Okay, who's reading the next one? Somebody take it over.
I'll read read this 5 stars. Five best here. I'm not even gonna try and read that. Diesel has poo poo brain. I agree. Was this review helpful? Yes.
Uh huh. I'm the most intellectual one here. Okay, yeah, fuck off. Brain,
whatever.
I'm okay, there's a really long people. Review that I think is actually like really genuine. What the fuck? This one's really long. I don't want to read this one. It's too long.
Well, now Diesel, you already brought you it up, it? So you might as well.
Diesel, fine, you want to take it?
Okay.
There you go, Boomer.
It is titled Ayo by Hamilton Obsessed Trash.
Just so we're clear, this is only to stroke our own dicks because, damn.
No, okay, first of all, if you mention it, right, that means you're being ironic, so it's okay. You know, that's
exactly
how it works.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love this podcast so much. So much. It reminds me of my own group calls at many points. Three friends insulting each other or calling each other gay or just an overall great time. This is one of the only podcasts that I can listen to while I do homework. That makes sense, however, considering, of course, it's the only podcast on YouTube, and I haven't bothered to look beyond this when it comes to iTunes. I guess it only went on iTunes, too. Without even trying it. I feel this is getting too sappy, but if this is an actual person reading this, please listen. I genuinely love it and enjoy it, and it's a great time. A good portion of the news I miss out on online, I get from them. All right, now jokes. Questions. What am I supposed to do? I mean, would I tell a joke? But I'm not Bo Burnham, mate. I can't just throw them up out of nowhere. So, which left, I guess? Quite gay? Diesel, Kappa, Virgin? Brandon Fat, Ooga Booga? Okay. This is long. Love you, Louthers. More hoodie lore, quite.
I love you too, my Louther. That was beautiful.
That was very nice.
It inflated my ego so much.
I mean, it didn't really...
My head's as big as this box now.
We all come from very different places, I think, as creators, because no positive comments stroke my ego at all anymore. But that's just me. I don't know.
Dude, stop being so impolite. Just say it stroked your ego.
I'm not being impolite. I'm being honest. I'm not saying stop complimenting. I'm just saying... I don't experience that the same way.
Diesel's ego is bigger than both mine and Brandon's combined. He's just trying to save face.
I'm not.
I know. Myself. Like,
okay, wait. Here we go.
Like, this obviously you're not. Like, obviously.
Yeah, hold up. We have another important review. Jesus.
No, I was. Boomers. But obviously, you're not trying to save face, and obviously, me and Brandon were being ironic. But it's like, lol.
Was I?
Wow, that was a great point. It really kind of came together.
But, like, I mean, it's exactly what I'm
you
talking
remember
about.
At the beginning
like
of it when you said something important, and then at the end, you pulled it together, and you're like,
remember when this podcast is gay by Miss May, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and
wow,
they said, name all
really
your Snorlaxes, Wild Spartans, please?
Diesel, like, me saying lol sounds like a joke, but it's like me calling you out, like, fake-like, and saying, oh, he's just trying to say face. It's meme lol, it's funny joke lol.
Guys, we're already 50 minutes in, let's go!
Death comes for us. There we go.
Okay, I read this podcast is gay.
You so read next. This podcast is gay. So who's
yeah, while you guys are two,
one?
While you two were bickering, while the boomers were fighting.
Did you just call me a boomer?
Yeah. Please read the next one.
All right, so I know we got who we're gonna have to fight, guys. Tying it back in earlier. Anyway, this is titled Love Them by IKEA Girl. These guys are so funny, and they have a great relationship, but not as good as Misfits. Just wait until we get in the ring.
They're not even on YouTube. Okay?
We'll show those Misfits who the real Misfits are. Then this, we'll beat them up. They are still worth listening to. That is the most underhanded compliment I have read in a while.
Backhanded compliment you've ever gotten.
They're really good, but they're not as good as this other podcast.
That isn't even on YouTube? Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is an
okay,
iTunes
wait.
Review, to be fair.
A good meme. Next, Naruto. Your brother tasted last slice of pizza. Love is a mental illness.
What the fuck is that? Oh, yeah, that's from our Paul Joseph Watson episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how we can reflect back on episodes now, because there's so many.
Yeah, fuck. We're 50 episodes in. What the hell is happening?
Our entire episode about Paul Joseph fucking Guys, we're only,
dude, we're only fit. Like, as of recording this, we're only 51,000 subscribers away from a Minecraft server.
We're not doing that.
We're doing it. When we get 100K, we're doing it.
We don't have the logistical capabilities to pull that off.
We can get Carson
it's
to help
hard.
Us with that.
We're doing it.
We can get Carson to help us with the Minecraft server. He has one.
Of course.
Diesel, I hope you understand. We're doing it.
I mean, I think it is a waste of time and resources.
It definitely is, but it's totally worth it.
It's totally worth the meme, dude. Come on.
Well, I've been outvoted here. Now you guys see how this podcast works and why episodes come out late.
You're the reason episodes come out late.
Look, I'm not the reason the episode completely fucking vanished yesterday.
Okay, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm busy pursuing an education, you degenerates.
All right, yeah, boomer.
It's just bullying now.
Wasn't it bullying?
It's like shooting something that's already dead. It's like I feel so bad for Diesel. He's been killed already.
Someone read the next one before I call Diesel a boomer again, please.
These funny moist boys make me. I'm not reading that one.
I'm not reading
that one.
Thank
you. I just moved to a new town. I haven't made any friends at school, but you guys helped me feel less lonely during lunch. Thank you for this new podcast. Well, I hope you're able to find some. You're able to settle into your new situation, my guy.
I hope you find some gamers to be friends with, so you guys can rise up.
Yeah, get all the gamers.
Oh wait,
did you see?
Did you see the fucking the face tracking thing of Donald Trump talking with the Joker makeup on him?
That shit was scary as fuck.
They just put the fucking music behind it, and it's like it's perfect. It's perfect.
Okay.
We need to read more of these guys. Come
on. I'm gonna read one. LOLY619. 10 out of 10. Sort of cured my crippling depression, so that's good. I'm glad we cured your crippling depression.
I don't think you should use this as medication, though. I think that's a very bad idea.
I think you should.
The doctor prescribed loudmouth.
I would recommend seeking qualified professional help, because that is not us. Wise fools. The three of you are some of the wisest fools I have ever seen, and you guys seem to be able to reach and judge nearly all corners of the internet.
It's not that hard to judge the corners of the internet.
Does it even count as judging when we go to Paul Joseph Watson and go, Paul Joseph Watson, you're a big dummy. Like, who the fuck is going to disagree with us on that? Like, come on. It's not reaching.
Love mental illness.
Love is a mental illness. I don't know what I'm doing. Yes, good podcast. Would listen to again. P.S. Quiet is my favorite.
All right, guys, we get it. Quiet is your favorite.
Actually,
everybody loves Quiet.
Okay, emoji. Dobby the freed elf. Nut! There we go.
So the nut is spelled with a space between each letter, but it's lowercase. So would it be a loud nut or would it just be a long nut?
Shit. Long nut.
I don't know. There we go.
Wow. Okay, that was really
epic.
Cringy.
By Larry Summers. Epic voice with epic topics. Overall, epic.
Remember when we could use the word epic unironically?
Yeah, 2012 when we were 12.
Boomer time.
Yeah, that is boomer time.
the only podcast on iTunes. It's a podcast for hearing all the news you're mildly interested in. I don't know about that. I don't know about that either. In all reality, I love these three dorks. They are passionate about most topics, a genuinely enjoyable, funny podcast. As a game developer, artist, meme enthusiast, and big titty goth girl, this podcast hits every interest. Sick.
That was a weird interest, and it kind of... How is something you exist as an interest?
Why not?
Quite enjoys being a hoodie. It is one of his favorite pastimes.
I also enjoy existence.
Quite looks up hoodies online and nuts.
Ew. Wow. I didn't know that.
She didn't say it was an interest, though. She was just listing a bunch of things she is.
True facts. Understandable.
Epic.
Yeah. Okay, who's leading?
I'll read because I like reading, because I'm a boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Amazing by Happy Llama Super Llama. I've been a fan for a while now. I've listened to them since the first episode.
The reviews I can read, like,
and it's always really funny. These boys have such amazing chemistry that it's literally stopped me from going through with dark thoughts. Damn. Got dark.
I hope you're okay, man.
Yes. I remember when they made the Loudmouth Discord. I was one of the first people to join, and I've talked to both Brandon and Quite. They're both really genuine guys. Stream hey. This. Well, now you're in an episode, so there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I think you're in the annals of history.
Thanks for the kind words, man. It means a lot to us.
We do appreciate all the kind words, regardless
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, like, we meme on it, but it's like...
as much as we meme about shit all the time.
it's hard to take us at our word when we're this ironic, but you know.
Yeah, I agree. But like, the audience that sprung up around Loudmouth and just like our friend group, I mean, sometimes it can be feverish, don't get me wrong, but like, it's pretty fucking crazy. So, I didn't expect it. And I'm pretty sure neither of you expected such a really
no, not really
fan base.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's crazy.
50 episodes, 50,000 subs later, it's like, what the fuck have we gotten ourselves into?
All right, guys, now the podcast is over. No more episodes.
We're officially closing down the only podcast on YouTube.
No more podcast ever
want,
on this
if
platform.
If you want more content on YouTube, you're going to have to rewatch this podcast.
Get this
hours.
Channel to 1,000,000 subscribers when we don't like post any and we'll start uploading again.
This is a really good review. I want to read this one. It's titled Brandon is Fat by Hero Brian Hunt 01.
I don't like you.
So the Loudmouth podcast is basically where one twink, one libertarian, and one Reddit basement dweller sit in their rooms and scream
I don't
loudly.
Like you, Hero Brian. I think we're going to have to battle.
Hero
it's
Brian game.
Scream loudly about a plethora of topics. Some topics include screaming in your local library. Oh my god, do you remember that?
Yeah.
No, we never suggested that.
We never okay. sanctioned that. That's not something we ever suggested
Continue.
Our viewers do.
Continue.
The proper way to pronounce GIF or GIF, it's JIFE.
It's
and
not.
Never finishing a way out. I bet you're thinking, man, this podcast sounds like garbage. I'm not going to say you're wrong, but it's the only podcast on YouTube, sadly. If anything else, it's always funny. It's always fun watching these three intellects throw their lives away and talk about memes. Also, Diesel, you liked one of my tweets in early May, so thank you for that. I find it odd that you remember that.
Yeah, Hero Brian, right. Fuck you. I don't like you. Fuck you,
I like
Hero
you,
Brian.
Hero Brian.
Okay, wait. No, I want to read this one. So somebody said, good, Skaldgill. This podcast, good, me so horny and lonely, potato, Diesel. I think this relates to you.
That's kind of fucked up. That's kind of fucked up, dude. It's kind of fucked up.
People keep using the term epic to describe the podcast.
Epic! This podcast most definitely secured the epic victory royale.
This is an wait, epic. This is an epic one, and the only one on YouTube.
It's so, redundant.
Somebody left a review saying Thanos car, and I just said their name's Thanos car is good or God, and then just said Thanos car.
this looks
funny.
Like an account
it's
that quite made.
Somebody said amazing content. Their name's JJJJJJK. I listened to this while in Christian Academy.
Damn.
Okay.
We hope you return home safely.
Okay.
There's an account called Sub to Quite, and the title of their review is Sub to Quite, and the review says Subscribe to Quite.
I agree. I agree with this review.
I disagree. Where's the FPS Diesel account that says subscribe to FPS
Somebody
Diesel?
Said Despacito.
That's
Diesel,
a great review.
Diesel, someone said they're worried about your mental state.
Yeah, everybody fucking says that every single fucking day. I can't go on one of my videos where they're like, is Diesel okay? The answer is no, guys. It's always no. And if I... The second question is always, does Diesel need help? The answer is, I'm not getting help. Fucking stop.
It's like, if you think, Diesel's like, if you ask me if I'm okay, the default answer is no, I will tell you if it changes.
Yes, the default answer is always no. Like, is Half-Life 3 coming out? No. Is Diesel getting better? No.
He just needs a hug.
Jesus Christ, that got really deep. So somebody said, thank you, Kanye, very cool.
You know, you had me, like, prepared for something else. Like, I was bracing myself.
That reminds me of, like, the, like, it's, that reminds me of, like, Quackity, like, he literally tweet anything and then reply with, like, a screenshot of a Kanye tweet saying, once again, I am being attacked for presenting new ideas. Like, it's the dumbest shit Quackity will tweet, and then he'll be like,
ugh! Somebody says thought they all died from Ligma.
Okay, that's
their name.
That's crossing the line. That's crossing the line.
Their name is Sucky Sucky. Somebody called the bigger. Somebody called the bigger oof. Said gay.
There's a review by Child Chomper, which is a great name, titled Big Boy, and it's the review is Mimi Big Boy, Big Boy Mimi Big Boy, Big 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 Boy. Man, you know, Brandon, you're sure you're not related to our president.
Shut up.
What is that? Was that like a meme that started in a video today?
No, fucking Quackity tweeted it.
No, but like I saw a bunch of other people tweeting old pictures of you. Like he was bald or some shit.
That was probably just fucking Axel and Henry.
Yeah, it was just
that. Whenever one picture comes out, they all come out. Yeah, it's fucking. Once again, I made tech
let's read one more review, then wrap this bad boy up.
Okay.
All right, don't all read it once.
I thought you were gonna read it.
I thought one of you was. I was signaling for one of you.
You
to
made
read
it sound
I
like you were gonna read it.
I said it earlier. Like my iTunes isn't scrolling down any further, so I can't read it anymore. Like well, it stopped at the one by Luminary Shark.
Okay, I'll read this one then. Got the good Zuck. Oh god. Holy shit. Okay. Okay. This is what they said in their review. If you make us pay real money for Roblox art, you must seriously rethink your life. Like, really, Roblox is a free game, therefore you must make your Roblox arts for free. I'm sick of those paid commissions.
What? Did they comment on the wrong thing?
I don't know. That's what they said. This was in June, so it could have been something we said, and we just don't fucking remember. So.
God.
Yeah.
Physically deceased.
There you go.
Well, that's a great way to end this podcast, I think. Roblox. We need a Roblox politics update again. We have all these inside jokes. How the fuck do people get into this podcast anymore when they don't understand any of the jokes?
I don't know.
Thank you guys for watching this episode of the Loud Mouse Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at @loudmouse_. And if you haven't already, be sure to check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Bye!
Jesus Christ.
You forgot like 20 different other places that we're on.
Do you remember them all, Diesel?
Google Play. There you go.
Okay, now you got them all.